I seen two crackheads do some shit I've never seen five people do. You know what I mean?
I don't care. I won't do commissions today. I'll do juggalo art. I'll ruin my career.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Rated R.
All right, so welcome back, everybody. Internet Phantoms Podcast. Face Tat's back in action. Logan's not here. Y'all are welcome. We got Henny Milk. Like Mon said, we got Tommy here. So I just downloaded the Ghislaine Maxwell files. The
files, the hard copies.
I actually thought I was going to get a fat virus. It was a big old file I had to download. But let me tell you, man, there is some pages. So I thought it'd be a cute little segment to read some of the files.
I hope you like went in and highlighted like the good, interesting facts beforehand.
I didn't read a goddamn thing yet. I was just going to scroll and pick, just random.
All right, let's get it cracking.
Maybe I'll get something juicy. So you guys heard it here first. The first ever Internet Phantoms podcast segment for Ghislaine Maxwell. Exhibit 8 is accused Epstein madam quietly selling townhouse. Ghislaine Maxwell is quietly selling her New York townhouse. That was not interesting. All right, these files suck. This suit arises out of defendant Maxwell's defamation statements against plaintiff Jeffrey. Oh! Maxwell not only facilitated the sexual abuse, but most recently wrongfully subjected Jeffrey to public ridicule, contempt, and disgrace by, among other things, calling Jeffrey a liar in published statements with the malicious intent of discrediting and further damaging Jeffrey worldwide. Now, face that, I have one question for you.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to ask me.
What segment do you like better, the Ghislaine Maxwell one or the Insane Clown Posse ones?
I'm rocking with the Epstein ones.
All right. Well, we're no longer an Insane Clown Posse podcast, so that can only mean one thing. What kind of podcast are we now?
We're Mystery Podcast.
You heard it here first from FaceTat. So, Tommy, thank you for being on, but we're going to have to kick you off. We're no longer a music podcast. So, I do have a real question for you, Tommy.
What's up?
Who do you think the sexiest cartoon character is?
Shit. You remember Vanessa Doofenshmirtz, bro, from Phineas and Ferb.
So fine.
She was bad.
Remember what she looked like? The daughter?
Yeah. She was Ferb's fucking girlfriend. And then, shit, bro, who we got? I don't know if it counts as a cartoon, but, like, Elastigirl, bro? Have you seen that? That's crazy. Elastigirl?
From The Incredibles, dumbass.
Oh, she was so... Wait, nah, can we say that? Can we call her sexy? She was like 12.
Bro, no, she's the mom.
Yeah.
Oh, the stretchy bitch. Oh, she was so sexy. Yeah. I think that's what got me into moms.
No cap, she was so big.
Mm-hmm. That's like, I only thought of that question because a few days ago I seen some bitch on Twitter, some OnlyFans girl, but she was dressed as Dexter's mom.
Oh, yeah, she's bad as well.
That's fine. I support that. I should have paid for that.
I will. FaceTat, what about you?
What about me for hottest cartoon character? I think I think, oh girl, what's her name? Was it Gwen from Total Drama Island? That bitch fine as hell. She got no like color or pigmentation in her skin, so I already know that the sex bomb is fuck.
The goth bitch?
Yeah, the one that don't go in the sun.
Yeah. See, I was thinking one of the gargoyles from Gargoyles.
Nah, you're old.
Man. Yeah, that shit is pretty old. Whatever, man.
But thinking about it now, man, like, if people here, they got a show that somebody asked me to do on the 7th of August. at like a real small venue, but like even at the same time, it's like I don't even feel comfortable like stepping out like that.
Cause then you just on stage, no mask, this sound yeah. guy is
yeah, there's everybody around and yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that.
That's fuck the thing that. Too. It's like who the fuck is even gonna pop out for that? Like
I was about to say that, yeah.
Like if I get the tickets, who nobody's gonna buy the shit. Nobody's gonna come out. Nobody wanna get sick. Nobody wanna I don't know.
I'll say this, they are doing small wrestling, like outside wrestling events, and people are buying tickets for some fucking reason.
Well shit, this shit indoors. I don't know why anybody would want to be indoors. Like that's the other thing, is like I got folks asking me, oh, you want to go out to go eat at a restaurant or something? It's like, bro, I don't feel comfortable doing none of that at all.
I grabbed breakfast like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, and I bet you that bitch was packed, huh?
Nah, but I didn't even realize we were going. I thought like homeboy wanted to like call in and then like come to find out we're like going to sit down, and I'm like, fuck, like, this is mad weird. So I'm sitting there. Thankfully there was like this little table, like mad tucked away from like the rest. So I'm like, oh, bet. Food was fire too, by the way, though. So I was pumped, but whatever. So I'm sitting there with my mask on, and the bitch who came up to like give me my water, she's like, oh, like, you know, you can take the mask off when you're sitting down. And in my head, I'm just like, that doesn't make sense.
It does not at
all. You have to wear one walking in and then take it off when you're in. That doesn't.
Yeah.
Why are you even wearing it to come in?
Exactly.
Why are you even open? Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. That shit really pisses me off. It makes no fucking sense.
And then you got like all these little white girls complaining because they can't go to their stupid little bars and get alcohol no more. Because in New York, it's like you can't go to like the bars can't open unless you serve food, and you can't get any alcohol unless you buy food. So all these
wait,
like,
what?
Yeah, ain't that some shit?
You can't buy alcohol unless you buy food, but you can't. Wait, yo, wait.
Like the rule is like, say it's a bar, they gotta serve food at that bar for it to be open. If you're selling just alcohol, you can't do that. You gotta buy food in order to get alcohol at a restaurant. To like, but it makes sense to me because it's like, bro, you have like a couple drinks in you, and then you forget that there's a whole fucking pandemic getting going on and shit like that, and motherfuckers getting close to you, breathing on you and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I see where they coming from, and everybody all mad about it. And I don't understand it.
I don't think anything should be fucking open.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't get it. I mean, yeah, whatever. Grocery stores, I guess. So yeah, we need it. But like,
but it's like the stupid little shits that like nobody. Like, there's dead ass like the mall open. Like, who the fuck is going to the mall? Like, I seen some dude knotted out on a wheel yesterday too. That shit was crazy.
On a what?
Like, he was driving a truck, and you could tell he had just like shot up or something. He was like knotting out on a wheel, like swerving the car and shit.
Nah, if I did drive a truck like him, I'd be shooting up.
Oh, probably.
What else you gotta do? You can't drink. We're not a truck podcast. Unless you want to be face tap.
Y'all ever play Euro Truck Simulator?
I don't like the sound of it. What the fuck is that?
It's like an actual truck simulating game for the computer.
Doesn't 21 Savage do flight simulators?
Flight simulators are so fire, though. So fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. But Euro Truck Simulator was a lot of fun. I feel like I could probably get behind a wheel of a truck.
Yeah, I've been to one before. She was gas.
How many times you done one?
I traveled all throughout Europe in Euro Truck Simulator, dude. I know the roads. I know the roads in Europe like the back of my hand at this point. You know what I'm saying?
My boy is versed in it. I'm with that. So microwave cereal update.
Oh Jesus,
Tommy. Man, you ever try microwave cereal?
No, bro. But I've heard about it. Have you tried
it? Oh shit, you heard about it?
Yeah. Have you tried it?
I did this morning for the podcast because we talked about it on an upcoming episode, and it ain't bad. It's just warm cereal.
Was it soggy?
There's milk. Wait, are you supposed to put milk in it? See, now I don't know. I don't know how I'm supposed to cook it.
I don't know. I feel like I would have put the regular cereal like in the like just in the bowl, no milk, and then put the milk in after.
What if you just heat the milk up first? Separately, that actually sounds pretty good.
That would probably be fire, but then you're just a serial killer for fucking pouring the milk first.
No, you put it in like a cup and then you pour it in, like, you know, then you fill up a bowl. It's kind of a hassle, but like,
yeah, that shit sounds like a whole, like, yeah, that's like a science experiment. I save that bitch for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Even on a rainy day, I ain't eating microwave cereal, yo. It ain't that good. FaceTat, I want to know, I got this written down, I don't remember. It says face tat and the only girl's conversation. LMAO. I don't know what that's in context to.
Oh Lord.
Is it good? Is it juicy?
Yeah, she knows who she's a listener of the podcast.
What up? What up?
If you're listening, we just kind of agreed that we were going to eat each other's asses.
Yo, never call me gay ever again, face tap.
This kind of fire.
Yeah, but like I told her she can only eat mines. I said she can only eat mines if she wears a bib.
Why do women respond to you?
I don't know. That like led me to, yo, I'm not going to lie to you. That led me to get her number. So it's like, we're.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know.
This is bullshit. Is that what I have to fucking say? Is that the shit I have to fucking say to bitches on Tinder now? Like, what the fuck?
Bring a bib.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me see.
Bring a bib. Bring the bib.
I'll say that to someone right now. Who do we got? This girl, Samantha. She's 300 miles away. How'd you say it to her? What'd you say to the OnlyFans girl?
Can I eat your ass with a bib?
I ain't saying that.
Well, that's what she said to me.
Oh. Wait, what were y'all talking about first, dog? What the fuck?
Oh, it was literally just me. It's just there was really no context to it. I kind of
my boy went in simping.
No, I just no, not at all.
Yeah, right. I'll believe it for now. Face tat. Point is, I'm sick of my life now. I'm sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it.
Well, I got a question for fucking Mon.
What's up, man?
So how'd you link up with like Guami and Justin and Harley and Teddy and all them?
Oh yeah, I forgot this was a music podcast for a second.
Yeah, I did too.
I know Guami and Harley and Justin and Teddy because of IOA. And well, I joined IOA because of Tove, because he's been my friend for like a couple months now.
Oh, I forgot to mention Tove. Sorry, Tove, I love you.
Yeah, so I mean Tove got me into IOA like a month ago maybe, and then I met Teddy and Justin, but Teddy and Justin left. I feel like I should be saying something bad about Guami just because that's like the tradition, but like I love Guami.
He's mad smelly, right?
Wait, no, I recorded on a Guami beat today,
dude. Guami's so hard though. He's so fucking talented. That's the thing.
Yeah, he is. I can't down. He literally, so I sent him some loops from my homie, and then he ended up like doing them on live stream, and he busted out like two beats in like literally like 40 minutes, and shit was kind of impressive, and they were fire ass beats.
He's insane. He's like probably top three favorite producers friends that I have ever, you know. But yeah, that's how I met Justin and Teddy and Harley. I was just playing Minecraft with them like a couple days ago.
I'm in that server too. I'm gonna come on and play with you someday.
I hate y'all.
Yo, Minecraft is dope.
Minecraft is the best drug you've never tried, even though you tried and you played it on Xbox with us, but that was lame.
I'd rather fucking shoot up than play Minecraft.
Well, you were playing that weird game. What was that shit? Grounded?
Grounded, yo. Fuck that game.
That shit's stupid.
They said
Minecraft is life.
They said we're gonna release a broken ass game. Yeah, fuck that game. Been playing Destroy All Humans now.
Well, this was fucked up because I was going to segue that into a different question because me and Nemo were talking about this the other night, and we're fucked up. We're at our homegirl Nay's house, and her Naomi and Adrian, which is Nemo's girlfriend, kept going to the bathroom together. And I was like, I said to him, like, yo, we got to normalize dudes going to the bathroom together, because like, what the fuck? They be having all the fun in there.
Like, I'm trying to go take a piss, but like,
I want my boy to be
with my boy.
Exactly.
I'm trying to play some pranks. Like, no, like, I pissed on your shoes, bro. Oh, no, you touched my dick. Ah, oh, dude, it's mad fun time. Like, you know, boy stuff.
Boy stuff. Just boy talk.
But that, but like, thinking about it now, like, dude, that's so similar to like the whole profile picture shit.
Same exact thing.
It's yeah. Literally the same exact thing. I'm way too fried right now. I can't believe I'm this
fried. Well, speaking of like the whole SoundCloud thing, who's Frazier? Y'all see that?
Frazier.
Some dude named Frazier's like a pedophile or like a groomer.
Nah, I haven't seen that.
I'm not hip to that, but fuck him. He can eat a cock.
Oh yeah, he's a piece of shit, but it made me think like there's so many now. So like
is this what inspired the tweet where you spelled like something about you spelled something wrong in it?
No, I didn't. Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I hate spelling shit incorrectly.
I'm about to call you out on that one.
Fuck. I'm ruined. We're canceled. But no, like, there's so many pedophiles and groomers in, like, the music community now. It's so fucking disgusting. So it made me think, like, who are y'all favorite pedophiles of SoundCloud?
Oh, nah, don't say that. Bro, come on. No, but listen, hold on. You spelled abundance wrong. You spelled it A-M-B-U-N-D-U-N-C-E.
Ambundance? That's even funnier because people retweeted it.
Oh, yeah. I seen that tweet. You spelled like abundance.
Ambundance. Yep. God, no one even said anything. Fucking no. Christ.
Nima showed that to me and I was saving it just for today.
I'm deleting it. So yeah, like FaceTat, who's your favorite SoundCloud predator?
Yo, I'm not answering that. I know. If for off the record, I guess if we really want to answer that.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're going to fuck me up with this one and I'm not going. Nobody's going to ever listen to my music again. No, I can't. No, I can't. That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
I'll cut it out then, though. Who are you going to say? Now I'm just curious.
I was going to say...
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
And that's why I felt like nobody was going to know. And it just... that's... Yeah, cut that.
I'm trying to think of one. Oh, my favorite one is Young...
Oh, I remember that.
That's...
What's that fucking loser doing now? Yeah, new segment.
Yo,
we're gonna check up on canceled SoundCloud predators. Face that. What do you got going on? I got.
What inspired a letter to you, and who's that for? Is that for me?
I mean, I don't. Okay, who, necessarily.
Wait, Mon. Who broke your heart? That's the question,
dude. Okay, here's the thing, bro. I'm not trying to expose anyone, because then it's like, oh,
I really hope you about to tell me it's an e-girl,
bro. No, it's not an e-girl.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
But no, I mean, she probably wouldn't care, but like, you know, my ex was just like, I don't know, dude. She was just...
No, I feel you.
I cussed out my ex last night again.
Oh
no, it was no, continue, Mon.
You know it's like in a relationship, you're like kind of supposed to like I guess just like make the other person like more confident about their insecurities, right? I was always too focused like on her insecurities, and she was also focused on only her insecurities, so it was just like mind double, you feel me? It was kind of like mentally abusive, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you, but it's whatever. Like, a lot of my songs are not about her or for her, because I don't make songs for her. I make them for me, right? But my music is like therapeutic for me, and you know, for many reasons. But that's one. That's because I can't really like say that shit to nobody's face. So I just like put it out. You know, that's a beautiful thing about music, man. You can just talk shit.
Gotta yo, and that's the other thing. You gotta make her realize she fumbled a bag on you,
bro. But you know what's crazy though? I dropped this song, right, and the Spotify thing for like your stats and stuff shows you like the playlist where you've been played the most, right? And the first playlist that popped up on my shit was her playlist. I knew it was hers because I seen a picture of her face on it. I guess, you know, I don't even know, man, but that shit low key, I guess she knows she fumbled the bag. At this point, I don't really care though.
She was listening to that fire shit. That new track is fucking, that's a banger.
It is indeed.
She listened to that. She said, "Damn, I ain't this talented shit."
Oh gosh, she's like, "Damn, I really that shit that bag fumbled between my hands."
Where'd the name come from, actually, Mon? Well, because it was like Monkey Mon or something, right? Like first.
Well, okay. So what happened was like I used to go by Tommy, right? Which is like my real name is Tomas, but you know, Tommy is like what I would go by always. And then. That's just because I didn't have a name for myself when I first started like making beats for YouTube. It's been like 2 years, more like 2 years and a half since I started posting on YouTube. And then like a couple months ago, I realized that my music was just like focused on getting more like numbers and stuff. And it was just pissing me off because that's not why I do music necessarily. Like it's more of a personal thing. You know, it's just because I have like a love for the art and whatever. And just like, you know, this shit is, again, therapeutic for me. So, you know, I guess I was just making songs because I could and not because I wanted to. And, well, my whole family on my dad's side are musicians, right? So they all live off of music. And, well, my dad plays a guitar. My uncle plays a bass. My grandpa is, like, a celebrity in Peru for, like, reggae music and shit. So it's cool, right?
That's fire as fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. But my dad...
y'all got, like, a family band.
Yeah, well, my grandpa's band is kind of the family band. You know?
Word?
Yeah, it's kind of dope. But I haven't played with them ever, just with my dad.
They're the Jackson 5 of Peru.
Oh, God, just reggae songs. But my dad always told me, like, that I had to focus on making music because I loved it and because I wanted to and because, like, I don't know, I guess also, you know, I was helping myself go through stuff and express myself and shit. And I kind of forgot about that along the way because I was starting to get, like, more attention, but not really, you know, and I kind of wanted to keep that attention and increase it and shit like that. And it just wasn't working for me. So, well, my dad used to call me a monkey mom when I was like a baby, right? And the short version of it was Mon. So I guess, like, I was just like, okay, this name is, like, you know, it's from my dad because he invented it. Might as well just use it, you know, and use it as a reminder that, like, of, like, why I'm doing this shit and not just, like, so I don't lose my, like, my purpose. You feel me? I guess that's just why I use that name now.
Hey, man, every time I'd be hearing stories from guests about where their name came from or even face tat, and then I just, like, I look in the mirror and I go, fucking Henny Milk.
Dude, Henny Milk is a fire name, though. I fuck with it.
Nah, I do love it. Do y'all think 10,000 Rats could work FL Studios?
Probably. You have to give them, like, a big-ass computer, though.
If 100 Gex can work a DAW, then 10,000 Rats probably can.
Damn, that sounded like a diss, yo. That was a sly diss, dude. Oh, damn. No, listen,
no, you said
Trans can't work electronics.
Oh, no, fuck that. Wow. No, you're an asshole.
First you roasted Indians on the Chubbs episode.
All right, no, I'm going to fuck it. I'm done. I'm out of here. I quit.
ASAC canceled.
I'm out of here.
I was just thinking, though, when Mon mentioned FL, it made me think, like, if I set my dog in front of this computer and I put up, you know, I bring the things up and I just give her the keyboard to walk on a little bit. Next week's episode, you heard it here first. Chloe's exclusive first song.
That would be kind of fire. I've always wanted to, like, get a, like, 3-year-old kid, like, teach him how to make beats.
Don't Kanye be doing that with his daughter?
Bro, no, that's, yeah, I mean, probably, but have you seen DJ Khaled's son? Bro has a whole career, bro.
Bro got more placements than everybody I know.
Wasn't DJ Khaled's, like, last album, like, executively produced by his son?
Yeah.
Fucking Christ, fuck my life.
I mean, I see what he's doing. He's just setting his son up for, like, success in, like, later dates, if you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think it kind of, like, backfires when, like,
no, no. No, because that child's going to be fucking receiving residuals for the next 70 fucking years on those records, and they're all fucking multi-platinum records. Think about it, brother.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, in the moment.
Because, like, yo, Nas did the same shit. I don't remember what record it was.
Who the fuck's playing a Nas song in 2020?
No, I'm saying, like, back in the day, his first record. I don't know what the fuck the name is. Might be Illmatic. I don't fucking know.
It is. Come on.
I respect, like, the older generation boom bat and shit, but, like, I don't know. I grew up on, like, 50 Cent shit. I wasn't listening to Nas. I was listening to 50.
Yo, what?
I was listening to Dipset. Max B.
That's fucking practically boom bap.
Yeah, but it's like...
Dipset is, like, one notch up from boom bap.
Yeah, but, like, they were talking about cooler shit. You know what I'm saying?
They were talking about the same shit.
No, they weren't.
Boom bap... Well, Nas boom bap is all drugs and guns. Well, no. And then he's like, yo, listen to this story.
I'm not trying to listen to
this little baby is starving. She's hungry.
I'm trying to hear Joel Santana talk about his BB Simon belt. Like, that's what the fuck I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to hear Max B sing about Coke.
Did I miss Max B? Yo, this is a Max B podcast.
Free Max B. For real.
I remember in high school they talked about how he was coming out in 2020.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting. Free Max B is a political prisoner.
It's like, do we even care about Max B music though? If he ever gets fucking released, I don't think we do.
I definitely am, because yo, roll the song here. The whoa. I hit up Bobby Chulo's 50-gram for the blow. That one hard.
I got it from Bobby Chulo. It's 30-gram for the blow. Keep the cannon for the snow.
Hey, yo, mom, what you grow up listening to? A lot of just, like, Spanish music or, like...
Nah, boom bap.
Or, like, you grew up on, like, American culture type shit.
Dude, to be honest, my first musical memory is Red Hot Chili Peppers. 100%.
Word?
Yeah, that was my first.
That's crazy.
That was my favorite band. So I was like 9 maybe, where I discovered that I could listen to music myself. And I actually, that's when I started to learn English, because it's not my first language. I'm actually like, I Spanish is my first language, right? So when I started to listen to rap and stuff when I was like 13, I didn't know any English. I was just kind of learning at school, like, the basic rules of, like, grammar and shit. But then I started watching, like, interviews of rappers talking and shit, and I just picked it up, and that's how I learned English.
Do you have any plans to make any, like, reggaeton music in the future?
I have actually.
What about juggalo music?
Bro, you know Frank's Last Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hit me up. I hit him up because he was like, oh, I'm trying to work with new people. I was like, all right, let's do it. And then I sent him some, like, songs that I had, you know, like, some unreleased shit. He was like, oh, this is fire. Let's make something in Spanish. And I was like, all right, bet. So I made an open, like a reggaeton open. And I sent it, and he was like, yo, this is so fire. And he never hopped on it. That was, like, 3 months ago. So it's still there. You know, no shade to Frank. Still, it's all love, but he never finished my open.
Hey, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't speak Spanish, but I know a couple phrases. So if you want me, I could come on there and start singing the phrases.
I was about to say that as a joke. Well, FaceTat's very well-versed in Spanish.
I'm not well-versed in Spanish. I was literally going to hop on that bitch.
Te amo, mi amor.
I hit him with that one time. Just keep hitting that back and forth.
I don't even think you deserve it, dude. You've been being pretty xenophobic the past couple episodes.
Go fuck yourself. Yo, I can't stand you.
Y'all know Chef Boyardee was real?
Really? When did he die?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, new segment. Yeah, we got a new segment. Roll the intro. And in Columbus, Ohio, they want to remove the statue of Christopher Columbus with Chef Boyardee.
What?
Wait, so they're replacing Christopher Columbus with Chef Boyardee?
I mean, they might.
They should.
The people, the townsfolk, I guess. Townsfolk? I don't know.
Isn't that where fucking Hunter's from? Can we get confirmation from?
He's from...
Dayton. Never mind. Shit in Dayton. There ain't shit in Dayton. Fuck Dayton.
Except for fat girls.
Yeah, fat girls and fucking... fat and girls water. And fat girls, water, and what's it called? People that look like Hunter.
I'll never go to Dayton.
Nah, you couldn't pay me to go to Dayton. Yo, if Dayton wants me to put on a show, I need at least 100,000. That's the only way I'm getting into Dayton. I need 100,000.
I'll never understand your fucking thought process with these fucking numbers, man. 10K to be cooked, but 100,000 to perform a show in fucking Dayton.
What? Because everybody that's going to show up are going to be fat women. I'm good.
Would you make love to a plump fat woman?
No comment.
That's a yeah. It's all right, man. That was next topic, because we need all the listeners we can get, and they'll listen to anything. Mon, are you hip to juggalo culture?
No.
Oh, here we go. It's going to just go back to juggalos.
Yeah, no.
Well,
I'm not.
Back to we never left them. They never left us. Well, yeah, you know NSYNC Clown Posse, yeah?
I know NSYNC, but...
Yeah! Oh, man. Well, the NSYNC Clown Posse is an American rap group. Those two people that you're looking at in the chat, actually, that we have, red and blue paint.
Oh, wait.
They're clowns.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen this shit.
Well, we're a Juggalo podcast. I gotta stop joking about that. We're not. But no, so They love Faygo. Have you ever had a Faygo soda?
I have, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I learned why they love Faygo face tap.
God, I need to know this, actually.
We have info. So, because it's like a cheap soda, like I was watching an interview with like random people from Michigan. It was disgusting video. God, and this one guy's like,
Faygo's the ghetto pop. If you take a look around, we're here in the ghetto here in Detroit, and we were all raised drinking cheap soda pop. We can't afford Pepsi and Coca-Cola like Michael Jackson, you know what I mean?
And the whole ICP thing is with Faygo is they've been drinking it since they were kids and they really like it. And then just one time, all of a sudden, they just kind of took it and just threw it on the crowd and everybody kind of had a riot.
It was actually kind of dope. He just goes, the fans love it because it makes no fucking sense. And that's why they love Faygo. Now they just, that's it. It's not really interesting. I didn't say it was going to be a good story.
Faygo, bro, it was kind of gas, though.
It is good.
Yeah.
Like, these Juggalos kind of ruined a really good soda.
Damn, bro. I just Googled it, and I seen the images. This is kind of, it's kind of fire.
Pictures of soda?
No, of a Juggalo.
Tell me not Halloween. I'll go as a Juggalo.
Bro, it would be kind of fire. I would do it.
FaceTat, do you want to do a Juggalo outro?
I'm not doing a Juggalo outro, but I'll hit us with outro. All
right, I'll take what I can get, man. Whatever.
All right, this has been the Internet Phantoms Podcast. We have special guest Mon with us from Peru, live from Peru.
Well, slow down, yo, the listeners, man.
Oh, sorry. Let me slow it down for you. Hit him with the chopped and screwed. Shout out DJ Screw. You listening to the Internet Phantoms Podcast with special guest Mon, live from Peru.
Yes, sir.
This a hood classic.
You heard it here first, guys. Straight from our mouths into your fucking ears. Whoop, whoop. Juggalo love from Mon. Shout outs to Peru. Shout outs to India. Who else we got recently in our listeners? Shout out. I think Canada popped up. I don't give a fuck, honestly.
Shout out to everybody in India still listening to us.
Hell yeah. We fuck with y'all. I mean, I...
The long way.
You're here first. Internet Phantoms Podcast, gmail.com, at Podcast Phantoms on Twitter and Instagram, on YouTube. Make sure to stream Mon, A Letter to You. Check him out. What are your ats? And shout someone out. God damn it. Whoop, whoop. Who do you want to shout out, bud?
Twitter, Instagram, at Monkey Monks. You know, just how it sounds. And then, shit, shout out my boys in IOA, man. Iced Out Angels. Shout out Tove. Shout out, you know, that other collective that I was talking to you about, Globe Boys, Make It Clap. And then, man, shout out fucking, okay, shout out my boy Palmas, bro. That's my best friend. Shout out fucking, shout out Lingo, bro. I know he just hit you up for a cover.
Shout out Lingy.
Shout out Lingy, man. That's my bro. He on the come up. Shout out fucking, shout out LJ, bro. My boy Lame Jokes. Shout out Guami. I don't know, bro. Shout out everybody that's listening to this and shit. You know, shout out fucking, shout out Davis, because that's my bro. Yeah, I think that's everybody. Oh, shout out my mom. You know, she was saying, like, right before this, she was like, say nice things about me. I was like, they not even gonna ask me about you. So yeah, shout out my mom. Shout out my dad, bro. He keeping it real all the time. Shout out my grandma, bro. That's all I got.
Shout out Granny. Granny Mon.
Granny Mon, Mommy Mon, Daddy Mon, shout out all y'all. Mommy Mon. I'm never saying that again. I'm about to cancel myself. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Tommy, thank you so much for finally hopping on. We've been out here. Face tap. Try to be more open to other people of different cultures, man.
Yo, fuck yourself.
It's been real, Internet Phantoms Podcast.
Thank you for having me, man.
Kwame going stupid.
Shawty, I don't know what you're thinking right now, but I can't lie, I just need you to come through. Can I call you? No other bitches, that's all you. But maybe it's better like that. Break up and make up right back. I'm missing your calls and you're missing me next to you, missing me breaking your back. But I know you need your distance. I feel like you're dripping, just call me soon. And I know we can't hide the feelings. Sexual healing, I'm next to you. So do you wanna know what I'm thinking right now? Fucking with the lights out, we can spend the night out. Love it when you go down, I'll call you when I'm in town. You don't even gotta stress, no. Pretty face, skin brown, I know that you like to flex on. Baby, I'm sliding, driving to you. I can meet you, be quiet, it's calling for you. I don't know how to tell you, my skin is in need of you right beside me forever, my queen. But I know you need your distance. I feel like you're dripping, just call me soon. And I know we can't hide the feelings. Sexual healing, I'm next to you. But I know you need your distance. I feel like you're dripping, just call me soon. And I know we can't hide the feelings. Sexual healing, I'm next to you. Thank you.